Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidinil mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman katsiran. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. Once again Allah تبارك وتعالى has ihsan upon us that he gave us the opportunity to get together to take his Mubarak name and to make some fikr of our islah. This majlis of zikr is for these two purposes. To take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, meaning that our life must become, as they say these days, Sharia compliant. In everything they say it must be Sharia compliant. After that, whether it is halal, haram, anything, but companies, they will market their products and they will say it's, we are all Sharia compliant. Sharia compliant will mean that it must be according to the Quran and the Sunnah and the teachings of the jurists or the rulings of the jurists. So if they comply with that, then we will say it is Sharia compliant and then it is acceptable. But if they don't comply with that and just put a title there, or just put a label, the Sharia compliant, then it doesn't make it Sharia compliant. There was one function in which there were lots of un-Islamic things that were happening. But in the posters, on the posters it was announced that our function is going to be Sharia compliant. So sometimes these titles also, we make them very cheap. Anything, you must just put the label of Islam and it becomes a halal. Now they even have halal beer. They say from the beer we took out that alcohol content, so it became a halal beer. And it is sold and marketed. So if somebody takes out the harmful part of the urine, so will that become a park? But that is the unfortunate situation throughout the Muslim world, where many, many things are being marketed and they are being labeled as halal. However, at the same time, we must not be extremists. Many a times when we are traveling out, then we become so extreme that something that is outwardly halal, there too we will go around making so much of investigation with regards to the bread, with regards to other edible items. We will make too much of investigation. If on the packaging there's nothing written there, it's not written gelatin, so now you don't have to investigate and find out whether this contains gelatin. If there's no haram ingredient mentioned on that packaging, so it is not the duty of that Muslim now to start going and investigating where did this sweet come from, what were the ingredients that went into it, and where was it manufactured. By the time he's going to make all those investigations on all food items, then he will reach the Qabristan. Or he will make life very difficult for himself. So Shariat is very, very beautiful. If there is a doubt, then leave it out. If you have a genuine doubt, then leave it out. But if it is outwardly halal, there's no doubt, nothing written on the packaging, so then accept it as halal. Then Shariat doesn't impose upon the person that he must go into too much of details, finding out where it came from and all the rest. Nevertheless, there is a different subject. I was talking about Sharia compliant. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that again he gave us the tawfiq of getting together for his zikr. And the purpose of it is to develop the love of Allah ta'ala in our lives. When we get love of Allah ta'ala, then it will move us. We can move mountains when we have love of Allah ta'ala in our hearts. But if we don't have the love of Allah Ta'ala, then namaz becomes a very difficult thing. Giving zakat is a very difficult thing. Going for hajj, fasting in Ramadan, staying away from the cinemas, movies, theaters, discos, lowering the gaze from haram. Everything is difficult because there's no love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So how is the person going to do it? So either he has sufficient amount of love for Allah ta'ala, or he has sufficient amount of fear of the azab of Allah ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us both. Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullah alayh, one person came to him and he said, Fuzail bin Iyaz, at one time he was a highway robber. He was, as we may term in our times, kingpin of the syndicates. We have a lot of syndicates now. So he was also the kingpin of the syndicates, highway robbers. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him tawfiq, he made tawbah. He went around searching for each and every person from whom they may have stolen goods and items. And then after he made progress in the spiritual world, he reached the height. He became a great wali of Allah ta'ala. And in the silsilas of the mashayikh, his name is mentioned there. What he was and what Allah ta'ala made him. Now we say Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullah alayh. But the tawbah of his was a sincere tawbah, that he really searched for each and every caravan that could have been hijacked and where things were looted, make sure that everything is returned, and who they couldn't trace, then in the name of that person they gave sadaqah, that Ya Allah, send the sawab of the sadaqah to that person because we can't seem to trace him. That is sincere tawbah. Whoever they harmed and injured, they tried to ask him for forgiveness. So then he became Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullah alayh. And imagine, his nasihats are now recorded in so many kitabs. So we must never give up hope. And we must never ever say that this person can never ever change. We must never ever say that this person can never ever change. Who are we to say that? When people who were from the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, the munafiqeen, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought them into Islam. And when they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, and they became companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who had set out with a sword to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sleeps there in the road next to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, in the Rauza Mubarak. Ah, what a, from way to way. Aise waise kaise kaise ho gaye, kaise kaise aise waise ho gaye. How many people, they were absolutely useless, they were drunkards, they were drug addicts, they were fornicators, they were womanizers, they were everything. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them hidayat, when they really made tawbah, when they repented, when they showed remorse and regret over their sins, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala raised them to such heights that we can't even imagine. And how many people were right there on the 99th step, just about to reach, and pride, arrogance, looking down upon others, suffering from superiority complex, and the way they fell from there, that kaise kaise aise waise ho gaye. So we must always ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for hidayat, and we must never look down upon anybody, dislike the sin in a person. We must never like the sin of a person. That is something that's not acceptable. Sin of a person you must never ever like. But don't dislike the person himself. Keep on making dua for him. Invite him with diplomacy, with hikmah, with maw'izati hasana. Invite the person. Who knows, that person can give up his evil and bad habits and then become a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullah alayhi, I was telling you about him, that a person came to him and he said, give me some nasihat, some advices. Now the person who was a rezan, the person who was a highway robber, he became wali of Allah ta'ala, and now he's giving nasihats and advices. And we are listening to that nasihat today. So in that nasihat he said, whatever halat comes upon you, whatever conditions come upon you, whatever situations you have to face in life, consider them as from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Consider all kinds of halat and conditions as from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Meaning that don't give up hope if you are in a situation which is of poverty, of difficulty, of hardship, of sorrow, of grief, of trial, of test. Then at that time don't give up hope. Don't lose your trust and faith in Allah Ta'ala. believe that it is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for some reason, for some purpose, to make you turn more towards Him, to increase your stages, to forgive your sins, or to keep your balance in life so that you don't become proud and arrogant. Some people, Allah Ta'ala gives them plenty of wealth, and then after that, with that wealth, Allah Ta'ala gives them some kind of sickness, some kind of disease, some kind of weakness, or some kind of a problem, so that the balance stays, that the person does not become so engrossed in the dunya after that, that he forgets Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So on the one hand, plentiful is coming to, and on the other hand, he is forced, he is obliged to turn towards Allah Ta'ala. That weakness, that sickness makes him make tawbah, istighfar, keep on asking Allah Ta'ala, give me good health, give me strength, remove this sickness and weakness of mine. So you can see that there is a benefit. So whatever condition, and on the other hand, if Allah Ta'ala sends conditions of prosperity, of happiness, the person has a good home, a good car, good children, good everything. So there too he believes that these are conditions that have been given to me by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to test me for my shukr. What we have been discussing many times, sabr and shukr. So he says always consider the halat and conditions to be from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He said control your tongue so that people may stay away from the mischief of your tongue. And also you may be saved and protected from the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the akhirat. So two things will happen if you control your tongue. That people will be saved from your mischief. Because if you're going to use your tongue without control, you're going to slice people's hearts. You're going to hurt people. You're going to damage the good relationship. You're going to cause harm and injury and pain. You will be putting such kind of daggers into the person's heart that that wound will never heal. So that's why control your tongue. Use it correctly. There's so many hadiths on the control of the tongue. So that people may stay away from the mischief of your tongue. And on the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala's azab, you will be protected from that. So there will be two benefits. Tum azab se bach jaoge. So he said, this is the second thing that you must be very careful about. That make sure that you control the use of your tongue. It is just a small piece of flesh, but it can cause great damage. And it is the same tongue. We read Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, we become aware Muslims. Become people of Iman. We become worthy of Jannat. And with the same tongue, if the person utters statements of kufr, then he becomes a disbeliever in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And now he must prepare for azab of akhirat. The same tongue, he says, Nakahtuha qabiltuha, the wife became where he is. He is married now. And with the same tongue, he says, Talaqtuha, then finish. He gave a talaq. And that wife is divorced. So just few words with that same tongue, what difference it makes. You can accumulate a lot of sawab with that tongue, and you can also accumulate a lot of azab with that tongue. So he says, control the tongue. That's not my mazmoon. It just happened to come to mind. So he says, that is another thing. Then his fourth nasihat, that prepare for your death. Put the other fans on too, it was getting hot. Prepare for your death. Recently, how many people have passed away? Young people. In fact, they say young tycoon passed away. So you can be a tycoon too, but if you and you can be young too, but there is no guarantee that the person will be given long life. You don't know when that person can go. So preparation for death, preparation for the akhirat. And lastly, he says, make zikr in abundance. And that was the whole purpose of relating this incident. That way he says, make zikr in abundance. If you're going to make zikr in abundance, then that noor of zikr will come into the heart. And it will become easy for you to make amal on all the teachings of deen. Because when you'll get the love of Allah Ta'ala, so now it will become easy. Slow it a little bit. If it's, put that slow speed so that people don't feel cold also. So these are things that we have to remember. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq of taking his name when we don't know when this tawfiq will be snatched away. A person could say everything at the time of his death. Only thing he couldn't say, oh Allah, make me maaf, in his Sakarat state. When tawfiq of tawbah was taken away, a person could have been very negligent, persistent in his sins. And when somebody tells him, make tawbah, he says, who are you to tell me, I must make tawbah, tawbah. At the time of death, or just before that, we'll make tawbah. But now when the time of death comes, he can't even make tawbah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. And take this nasihat of Fuzail bin Iyaz, rahmatullah alayhi, to heart. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। दिल मेरा हो जाए एक मैदाने हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू। और मेरे तन में बजाए आबो गिल, दर्दे दिल हो, दर्दे दिल हो, दर्दे दिल। गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर, तू ही तू आए नजर देखूं जिधर, तू ही तू आए नजर देखूं जिधर। अल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله 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 Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ کائنڈ لونگ کمپیشنیٹ اللہ او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ وی ایکسٹینڈنگ اور بیگنگ باؤلز بیفور یو مائی اللہ یو گیو اس دی توفیق ٹو ٹیک یور مبارک نیم او مائی بلوڈ اللہ اف اٹ ہیڈ ناٹ بین فور یور توفیق وی وڈ ناٹ ہیو بین ایبل ٹو گیدر ہیئر ٹو ٹیک یور مبارک نیم to recite Durood Sharif upon Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make zikrullah. Hey Allah, ye tera ihsan hai, tera fazl hai, tera karam hai. My beloved Allah, it is an indication that you wish to forgive us. Otherwise, why else would you have given us the opportunity to extend our begging bowls and make tawbah from our sins? Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness, my Allah. You dearly love forgiveness, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, something that is dearly beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sins. Ya Allah, we are expressing regret, remorse, shame, nadamat over the sins that we have committed. We are not expressing any kind of joy or happiness. We are not proud. Oh my Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Hum sharminda, hum nadim, hum gunegar, hum siyakar. Oh my beloved Allah, our hearts have become pitch black. Committing sins upon sins upon sins, our hearts have become hard. Our hearts have become pitch black. But Ya Allah, we are making tawbah. Ya Allah, remove the rust from our hearts. Remove the rust of evil from our hearts. My beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Man has mastered the science of transplant of hearts. My beloved Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? If our hearts will change, if the condition of our hearts will change, Ya Allah, if your love comes into our hearts, and if the khawf of your azab, the fear of your azab and punishment comes into our hearts, then my beloved Allah, we will enjoy the ni'mats of both worlds. My beloved Allah, put the love of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Give us such an attachment with you, such an attachment and bond with you, that Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. When two pages are stuck with glue and we try to separate them, they will tear to pieces, but they will not separate. Ya Allah, let our hearts be attached with you in such a manner that our hearts will tear to pieces if we have to separate from you. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, man has made the computer chip. Millions of pieces of information on the chip. Just one press of the delete button and everything is wiped out. Ha, mere Allah. If man can wipe out so much of pieces of information with just press of a delete button, by Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Hamare gunahon ke upar mere Allah af maafi ka qalam pher de. Ay Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Mere Allah, hum bahut hi gunahgar hain. Hum bahut hi gunahgar. We are very sinful servants on the surface of this earth. But how long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites, like munafiqeen? Ay Allah, bring ikhlas into our hearts. Mere pyare Allah, this small dynamite stick blows up huge mountains. Ya Allah, blow away these mountains of sins of ours. Ya Allah, hamari maghfirat kar de. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki ummat aaj saare alam ke andar mere Allah pareshan hai. The ummat is going through very difficult and trying period in their lives. Ya Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that your rahmat and your madad and your nusrat is held back. But my Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Look at your shan of Rahimi and Kareemi. You are Rahim, you are Kareem. Ya Allah, look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam which flowed for this ummah. Look at the blood of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam which flowed in Taif. His shoes Mubarak became filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Allah, look at the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the battle of Uhud. Ya Allah, the blood of your most beloved Nabi, for whom you created this whole universe. Ya Allah, for the sake of the ummah, he is being stoned, he is being tortured, he is being hurt, he is being caused injury and pain, but yet he stands whole night praying for that ummah. Ya Allah, in his time the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara and munafiqeen caused him problems. Aaj hum musalman ho karke, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke ummati ho karke, being the ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, we are causing him such hurt and such injury and pain. When he is informed of the condition of his ummat, that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, fraud, gambling dens, adultery, fornication, porn sites on the internet, filthy magazines in the homes. Ha, mere Allah, if my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to walk into our homes,
If we have to give him an invitation for lunch or for breakfast or supper, and he has to see those big, big television screens in our homes, and those filthy, filthy movies, my Allah, what would he think of us as his ummatis? Mere Allah, ab to maaf kar de. How long are we going to remain? How long are we going to sit? The angel of death is going to squeeze the soul out from every part of our bodies. And we don't know when he is going to do that. By Allah, before the time of our death, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, let this majlis be the turning point in our lives. How long are we going to just listen and listen? Ya Allah, let us make up our minds not to return to those sins anymore, and to clean out our homes, oh my beloved Allah, and to clean out our lives. Ya Allah, let us become ever ready for death, so that when the angel of death comes to visit us, we may say, welcome, we were waiting for you. We were waiting to meet my Allah. We were waiting for you. Why did you take so long to come? Ya Allah, hamara aisa hal bana de ki hum maut ke farishton se kahe ki kyun itni intezar, kyun itna intezar karwaya mere Allah se visal ke liye. My beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Clean and purify our hearts of evil passions and desires. Clean and purify our hearts of envy and jealousy. Fill our hearts with the nur of taqwa, nur of ibadat, nur of zikr, nur of tilawat. Ay Allah, let our hearts be filled with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere piyare Allah, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. By Allah, we have emptied our hearts for you. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Mere Allah, give us the enjoyment and the taste of your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, give us the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke shahr se muhabbat, aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki masjid se muhabbat. Ya Allah, put the love of the green dome in our hearts, the love of the masjid in our hearts, the love of the city in our hearts, the love of the Rosa Mubarak in our hearts, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, the love of everything that has got a nisbat with Madinah Sharif in our hearts. And when the time of our death comes, oh my beloved Allah, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. Ya Allah, hame izzat de, sihat de, afiyat de, salamati de, tera qurb de, teri marifat de, teri zaat-e-ali par yaqeen de. Bless us with trust in you, with tawakkul in you. Bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us, oh my beloved Allah, with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our health, barakat in our wealth. Bless us with prosperity, my beloved Allah. Remove the conditions of adversity and change it to conditions of prosperity. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen mera. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will work in our favor. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity, with contentment, with satisfaction, with happiness. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Give us sickness. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, give us cure from our sickness and ailments and diseases, spiritual and physical. My beloved Allah, give us complete cure from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. My beloved Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action.
Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, prostitute quarters, any kind of haram. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Hamari rooh jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Ya Allah, bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. If it's not Muqaddar day, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let it be the best day of our lives. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, and especially that of Dajjal, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all the fitnas and corruption from which my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are living in very difficult times, my Allah. Storms of fitnas are lashing at us from our right, from our left, from in front of us, from behind us, from the satellites above us, from beneath us. Mere Allah, protect us. We are extremely weak servants of yours. When we don't have your ni'mats and bounties, we complain. And when we have your ni'mats and bounties, we disobey you. Mere Allah, hamara kitna ganda hal. Jab kuch nahi hota to shikayat par shikayat, aur jab kuch aa jata hai to nafarmani par nafarmani. Mere Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires that are in the hearts of the people who have raised their hands this part of the night. Those sisters who have raised their hands this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill all the good desires and wishes and aspirations that are in the hearts of everyone who have extended their begging bowls before you this part of the night. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.